Chapter 19. The summer went that way. I do not remember much about the days except that they were hot, and that there were many victories in the papers. I was very healthy, and my legs healed quickly, so that it was not very long after I was first on crutches before I was through with them, and walking with a cane. Then I started treatments at the Ospedale Maggiore for bending the knees, mechanical treatments, baking in a box of mirrors with violet rays, massage and baths. I went over there afternoons and afterwards stopped at the cafe and had a drink and read the papers. I did not roam around the town, but wanted to get home to the hospital from the cafe. All I wanted was to see Catherine. The rest of the time I was glad to kill. Mostly I slept in the mornings, and in the afternoon sometimes I went to the races and late to the mechanotherapy treatments. Sometimes I stopped in at the Anglo-American Club and sat in a deep leather cushioned chair in front of the window and read the magazines. They would not let us go out together when I was off crutches because it was unseemly for a nurse to be seen unchaperoned with a patient who did not look as though he needed attendance. So we were not together much in the afternoons. Although sometimes we could go out to dinner if Ferguson went along. Miss Van Kampen had accepted the status that we were great friends because she got a great amount of work out of Catherine. She thought Catherine came from very good people, and that prejudiced her in her favor finally. Miss Van Kampen admired family very much and came from an excellent family herself. The hospital was quite busy, too, and that kept her occupied. It was a hot summer, and I knew many people in Milan, but always was anxious to get back home to the hospital as soon as the afternoon was over. At the front they were advancing on the Carso. They had taken Cook across from Plava and were taking the Banzitza Plateau. The west front did not look so good. It looked as though the war were going on for a long time. We were in the war now, but I thought it would take a year to get any great amount of troops over and train them for combat. Next year would be a bad year, or a good year, maybe. The Italians were using up an awful amount of men. I did not see how it could go on. Even if they took all the Banzitza and Monte San Gabriele, there were plenty of mountains beyond for the Austrians. I had seen them. All the highest mountains were beyond. On the Carso, they were going forward, but there were marshes and swamps down by the sea. Napoleon would have whipped the Austrians on the plains. He never would have fought them in the mountains. He would have let them come down and whipped them around Verona. Still, nobody was whipping anyone on the Western Front. Perhaps wars weren't won anymore. Maybe they went on forever. Maybe it was another 100 years' war. I put the paper back on the rack and left the club. I went down the steps carefully and walked up the Via Manzoni. Outside the Grand Hotel, I met old Myers and his wife getting out of a carriage. They were coming back from the races. She was a big busted woman in black satin. He was short and old, with a white mustache, and walked flat-footed with a cane. "How do you do? How do you do?" She shook hands. "Hello," said Myers. "How were the races?"
"Fine, they were just lovely. I had 3 winners.
"How did you do?" I asked Myers. "All right, I had a winner."
"I never know how he does," Mrs. Myers said. "He never tells me."
"I do all right," Myers said. He was being cordial. "You ought to come out." While he talked, you had the impression that he was not looking at you or that he mistook you for someone else. "I will," I said.
"I'm coming up to the hospital to see you," Mrs. Myers said.
"I have some things for my boys. You're all my boys. You certainly are my dear boys. They'll be glad to see you."
"Those dear boys.
You too, you're one of my boys." "I have to get back," I said.
"You give my love to all those dear boys.
I've got lots of things to bring. I've some fine marsala and cakes." "Goodbye," I said. "They'll be awfully glad to see you." "Goodbye," said Myers. "You come round to the Galleria. You know where my table is. We're all there every afternoon."